Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
I was filling in again for Jimmy Failla today on Fox Across America, so we had to we had to do a whole switcheroo thingy. But anyway, we're here, and we have to get into a lot of great issues with you, including obviously the shooting at the ICE facility this morning and crazy Tylenol people who are crushing Tylenol in defiance of Donald Trump. This I don't understand. I don't understand anything that the left does. The Trump derangement syndrome. I don't freaking get it. But this whole I'm a pregnant woman and I'm gonna take Tylenol in defiance of Donald Trump. Tylenol, the makers of Tylenol, put out a warning in 2017 on X, on Twitter back then. We don't recommend taking our product when you're pregnant. So if you don't trust Donald Trump on the issue, when it comes to Tylenol and you're pregnant, why don't you trust the people that make, wait for it, Tylenol? Right, exactly. Yes, right. You could trust the makers of Tylenol, who said in 2017, we don't recommend taking our product if you are pregnant. And then there's this whack job who's chewing it. Now look, there's chewable Tylenol for kids. It comes in a variety of flavors, grape, wild cherry, I don't know, maybe banana, I don't know. And it's probably loaded with all kinds of artificial dyes and colors. I don't know. The point is this, regular Tylenol is not chewable, but you got to wait to hear the audio of this idiot chewing Tylenol. It's just absolutely amazing. And of course, we're reacting to what happened this morning, the shooting at this ICE facility, and Jimmy Kimmel back and wondering whether or not you accept his apology, if it was even an apology or not. Here's my thing with Jimmy Kimmel, and I'll be totally honest with you about this. If this guy had been all these years this stalwart free speech champion who was defending people like Tucker Carlson when he lost his job and all these other people, I would have much more respect for him. But he hasn't been. He's been a guy who's been celebrating people losing their jobs, losing their gigs, and getting canceled. That's who he's been. He's been that guy. And to understand that point, you have to realize now today, yesterday, in the last couple of hours, YouTube and Google have announced that all the people that they banished are now welcome back on the platforms. You're now welcome back. They want YouTube to now be a place of freedom of speech. Great. Good. Long overdue. On Jimmy Failla's show, I was talking to Tommy Lahren. And Tommy was somebody who was canceled for the things that she was saying on YouTube. So the question that Tommy Lahren had with Clay Travis is, when are we going to get an apology? by YouTube and Google. Probably not. But I think it's wise for Google, for YouTube to do this. Google owns YouTube. I think it's very wise for them to do this because it's an incredibly popular platform, obviously. And we are streaming the show on YouTube right now. And it wants to dominate everywhere and every place. But the Biden administration pressured it to cancel, pressured it to censor, and they went along with it. And they did. And now they're apologizing. But people like, when given the chance, did Jimmy Kimmel come out and say it's not right for this person to be deplatformed? No, he cheered when they lost their jobs. He cheered when the marketplace, because it was the marketplace, just like it was with him, when the marketplace said, we're done with you. He didn't come out there and say, that's ridiculous. I don't agree with these people, but they should have a job. They should have a platform. This isn't right. No, he cheered it on. Now he's acting like some free speech martyr and free speech victim. And this is why I said, and I'll keep saying it, the FCC chairman muddied the waters and enabled Jimmy Kimmel to come out and act like he was a victim of this. That he beat the system and beat the Trump administration. He didn't beat anything. And the question is, will he still be on the air in a year? Yeah, last night his ratings, he crushed it. But that's because everybody was curious what he was going to say. And a lot of the people who were watching were people like me. I watched today so that I could talk about it. And a lot of other people on social media and the content creators that are on YouTube and other places like that who are commenting on it. And everybody's talking about it, but that's going to fade. That's going to fade the day, the next day, the day after, by next week, within a month. And who does he have on his show? Gavin Newsom. As his way of saying, I've learned my lesson. I'm going to go back to being an entertainer. Please. First and foremost, a political activist. First and foremost, that show should be. So why don't they just move it to MSNBC? Why don't they just have Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert host comedy shows on MSNBC, much like how Fox does with Gutfeld and Jimmy Fallon? The reason, I think, is because at the end of the day, the left has vitriol instead of humor. They're so angry all the time that they don't have the ability to really make jokes about things, because their anger outweighs everything else. And the old saying by Dennis Prager is that conservatives think liberals are wrong. Liberals think conservatives are evil. When you start from that place, it's very difficult to be funny. It really is. It's difficult. I'm not saying there aren't funny liberal comedians. Of course there are. But that's not what I mean. What I mean is the constant activism and vitriol that is spewed day in and day out doesn't leave a lot of room for laughs. What it does lead to, though, are what we don't know for sure. We don't know the motive, and we're waiting for a lot to come out. But what we do know is that this guy wrote ICE on the bullets, allegedly, in the shooting today in Texas. We also know that this guy was not a conservative. He was aiming at ICE officers. We know that, but we do know that the media was very quick to jump and suggest that this might have been some sort of right-wing guy firing at detainees. Now, a detainee lost his life. Two others were injured by some anti-ICE lunatic today who decided to open fire. That's crazy. It's crazy. And it's a level of insanity. And where does it come from? It comes from elected officials like Jasmine Crockett calling Trump Hitler, saying that ICE are slave patrols. It comes from all of that, because you're dealing with unhinged people. This is not heated political rhetoric, which this country has always had since the founding. This is different. We're at a point now where the left keeps saying that our side is evil, and they lie and say that we are engaging in evil practices. When you do these things, when you do that, you will continue to see more political violence, because there are people out there who think that they're on the side of right. We don't know the motive yet, but I have a strong sense of that based on the fact that he wrote ICE on the bullets. And we are now, as the details come out, saying that this was a targeted attack on law enforcement, on ICE. It's a damn shame. It really is. It's a damn shame what took place. It's a damn shame what's happening on the left in this country. And, you know, Ted Cruz last week was right to criticize the FCC chairman for his comments about cracking down on TV and radio and broadcast standards and everything else. And he's right today to crack down on politicians who are demonizing ICE and demonizing Customs and Border Patrol. And it has to stop. But last night, Gavin Newsom was doing the same thing. And Gavin Newsom has been doing this. I mean, just last night, Gavin Newsom was out there suggesting that ICE is disappearing people off the streets. And we got to push back on ICE. And we got to do all these things. And it's irresponsible rhetoric. Oh, Gavin Newsom is also now, he's denying an election that hasn't even happened yet. No, it's true. He's denying the 2028 election. It's back to the future election denialism, I think. I don't know how exactly you frame that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Hasn't happened yet, but he's telling us it's probably not going to happen. I guess I have one question for Gavin Newsom, and that is that why would we ever let that happen? Considering that the states, not the federal government, run our elections, and as per the Constitution, we have to have one every 4 years. So if the president, let's just say hypothetically, came out and said, I'm canceling Election Day, well, the states are still going to go forward. And let's say the red states decide to comply and say, we're going to cancel our elections. Because we don't have a one day, election day. We have 50 state elections for president. Because you're electing the electors. Well, the blue states are going to go forward and have the election, meaning that you're going to just have the blue states decide the presidential election, and the red states are going to sit this one out. That doesn't seem like a recipe for success now, does it? Probably not. So I think the odds of that happening are quite slim. I don't really see that occurring, but Gavin Newsom sure loves to have that fantasy. Yes, he does. He loves that fantasy, among other fantasies that Gavin Newsom has as he plays with all the oil in his slick back hair. He's got a lot of them. But whether it's Stephen Colbert or it's Jimmy Kimmel, it's the same thing. These shows have become political activism, and people are just tired of it. And if you were to move them to MSNBC, at least you'd be being intellectually honest with people about what they are. They are Democrat shows to push a Democrat agenda with Democrat guests and Democrat opinions and opinions of the left, and that's where they belong. Much like how Gutfeld belongs on Fox. Fox News Saturday Night belongs on Fox News. It's in the name. Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon. It belongs on Fox News. It's not trying to be some sort of a mainstream show. Now, it appeals to people on both sides of the aisle. So does Gutfeld, but you know what you're getting. And you see, the difference is that the big three shows at one time, when Carson attracted 17 million people a night, those shows all pretended to be, or that they genuinely were at one point, comedy shows. And there weren't three. There were two, then there were three, then there were two again, then all of a sudden there were three again. We've kind of had different iterations of this, but this current iteration of the late night nighttime programming, they pretend, because they're going on the heels of what came before them, to be comedy shows. So they're using the space that once belonged to people like Carson and Leno and David Letterman to turn around and say, we're just like them. This show is just like that. The show is not just like that. And that's the problem. For Colbert and Kimmel, they're political activist shows. That's fine. Completely fine. On a network that is transparent about it and transparent about what it is, not going on the shadow of the shows that came before it and pretending like your show is like that. That's why people are angry. That's why there's such a disconnect. You know what you're getting on Fox News. You know what you're getting on MSNBC. I can't take issue if MSNBC decides to try to do a Gutfeld style show with Kimmel or Colbert, or both, by the way. If Jon Stewart moves over there someday, although I don't think Jon Stewart could tolerate it because he, like Bill Maher, calls out the left on their lunacy. Now, he does it less and less because he only works one day a week. But Bill Maher even said to Joe Rogan on his podcast, and I have the audio for you and we'll play it. Even he said, it's not so much that I've moved to being a conservative or further right. It's just the left has gone so freaking loony. Well, they have. That's what you're dealing with right now. So be intellectually honest. Move these shows to that network, and then people can tune in for some late night wacky lefty laughs. But I don't think it's going to work, because I don't think they want them to lampoon Trump. I think they want them to spend every waking hour going after him, and they want every guest to go after him, and they want to just prop up Democrats. That doesn't give you a lot of room for comedy. Comedy always has to have an off-ramp. Fela says this all the time. Comedy has to have an off-ramp. It's hard to have an off-ramp when your agenda is, I'm going to go on and I'm going to push a narrative, because my show is really about activism more than anything else. And then the anger that drives you becomes what fuels that, doesn't give you a lot of room for making jokes. Maybe some, but every day, every night, no. Whereas on our side, I always believe, and I've long believed that for the most part, and not everybody, because there's a lot of fighting on social media right now between people who are on this my side of the political aisle, and I have no interest in getting involved in that. Somebody tried to drag me into it yesterday. You're not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Fight it out amongst yourselves. But for the most part, I like to think of us as the happy warriors. We're happy, and we make fun of the left, and... But it's not driven by the same vitriol, because they think of us as Nazis and fascists. How do you make Nazi jokes and fascist jokes? It's tough. It's really tough to do. If you think the purpose of your show every night is saving America from fascism, your audience isn't going to want to sit around for giggles. It's also why on the right, I don't really embrace this whole, now it's our turn to use the weapons of government in the culture war. I think it's short-sighted. I know there's people pushing that out there, but I personally think it's incredibly short-sighted. And it's going to, and I don't want to be like the left, where I think every waking minute I need to figure out how to destroy the other side. I don't think it's healthy. It's not healthy for the Republic either. What's healthy for the Republic is taking away the levers and the mechanism by which the government can go after political opponents and political enemies. That's how you save the Republic. You want to save America? That's how you do it. You get rid of agencies that are able to go and intimidate Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube and all these other platforms into compliance. You get rid of the agencies that are able to get their way with TV and radio using their licenses as a cudgel. Get rid of that. That's how you save the Republic, not short-term culture war battles. You might win a battle or two, but you're not going to win the war that way. You won't win the war. If you want to win the war, you need to have a long-term strategy. Think of Sun Tzu, baby. Little Sun Tzu, little Art of War. Long-term strategy. The long-term strategy has to be, how do we take away the ability of the government to come after us? Because while we might be in power now, we're not going to be in power forever. And we know the ways in which the left will come after us, because they think we are evil. Not that they have disagreements with us, they think we're evil. You understand that point, and you understand why we have to take the keys away from them, so that they can't get them back in the future and use them to drive a car over all of us. That's a metaphor. All right, I got a ton of audio for you as more details are coming in right now on the shooting at the ICE facility, and also to more reaction to Jimmy Kimmel and all these other things as well. Big story of the day brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. Go see him today for your perfect smile. You deserve a beautiful smile. And for 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been giving people the smile of their dreams. So go see him. What are you waiting for? Just go to VeneriaDental.com. He's my dentist. He's my friend. He's a great guy. VeneriaDental.com. And don't forget, Politics and Pints, Jack Carr. He was on the show yesterday. Matt DeSantis is going to be posting the video any minute now of Jack Carr on the show yesterday. Right, Matt DeSantis? Any minute now. Any day now. I don't know if Matt's able to talk to me or not. We're having some technical issues, but or if he's paying attention to the show. But either way, and those tickets are going fast. So get yours today at 1210WPHG.com before you're all gone for our Politics and Pints. Monday, October 13th, 7 p.m. at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College. It's going to be a blast. I want to see you there. It's going to be a great night. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We are having some technical issues, so bear with us as we work all those out, but hopefully you can hear now on the YouTube chat, and that's been resolved, but I'm looking at the camera, not looking at the chat, so I couldn't see the comments saying we can't hear you. It's hard to keep the chat open as I'm rolling, because it's a tad distracting at times, like any other communication, whether it's a text message or it's someone tweeting at me. I tend to look at these things on the break, because otherwise you get distracted in the middle of what you're talking about. I do have my show sheet open, however, and I'm assuming we're good to play audio. I guess I think we are, right, Sean? Pretty good. All right, let's try it. All right, cool. Let's see how we do with this. So first of all, regarding the shooting at the ICE facility today, this is FBI Dallas official Joseph Rothrock talking about this and the early evidence that we have seen so far. And this is consistent with what FBI Director Kash Patel tweeted out earlier today with an image of the bullets with ICE written on them, cut number one.
I can confirm at this time that the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence. It is unfortunately just the most recent example we've seen of targeted violence, to include here in North Texas, where back on July 4th, we saw a coordinated attack carried out against an immigration detention center in Alvarado, Texas. What I can also share with you is that early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature. Again, this is just the most recent example of this type of attack. This will be a whole of government response. There will be no resource not utilized to bring all those individuals who are responsible to bring them to justice and to hold them accountable.
Senator Ted Cruz had a very stern warning for his colleagues in government. And like I said, yeah, it's one thing for a lunatic on Twitter or TikTok, or not Twitter anymore, Blue Sky is where they go, or TikTok, to be saying these things. But it's another thing when it's elected members of Congress, fellow senators, politicians, governors, would-be presidential candidates who are governors with slick back hair that has a gigantic carbon footprint. I think you know who I'm talking about here. This is Ted Cruz, cut number two.
To every politician who is using rhetoric, demonizing ICE and demonizing CBP, stop. To every politician demanding that ICE agents be doxxed and calling for people to go after their families, stop. This has very real consequences. Look, in America, we disagree. That's fine. That's the democratic process. But your political opponents are not Nazis. We need to learn to work together without demonizing each other, without attacking each other. And I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to the brave men and women of law enforcement. I want to say thank you to the brave men and women of ICE and CBP and everyone who puts their lives on the line to keep us safe.
Good for him. It's it. We're not Nazis. We're not fascists. You got to stop with the comparisons. You got to stop saying people are the SS. You got to stop with all this stuff. It has to end. And if you don't end it now, it's going to continue. So let's cue up cut number 10. This is a montage put together by Western Lensman on X. He does great montages like this a lot. And here's a number of Democrats, including Hakeem Jeffries, Pramila Jayapal, Ilhan Omar, the brother lover, allegedly Jerry Nadler, the waddler, Eric Swalwell, the tutor, all comparing ICE agents to the Gestapo, terrorists, on. Cut 10.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will of course be identified. This is not the 1930s.
Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
This is Gestapo-like behavior.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets.
When you compare the old films of the Gestapo grabbing people off the streets of Poland, it does look like a Gestapo operation.
You posted on social media that, quote, ICE is acting like a terrorist force.
ICE agents, they are coming and kidnapping and disappearing people on the streets of the United States.
But this terror campaign of having masked people rolling up in vans, but we also have to talk about the agents themselves that are carrying this out. If you have any decency, quit now. Because just doing what you were told has been the justification for some of the worst horrors and crimes against humanity.
Masked agents of the state in unmarked vehicles are terrorizing communities. They are disappearing people.
One has to assume they're hiding something, or they're hiding misbehavior, because otherwise, why would they be wearing masks and denying their identities?
If everything is legitimate and proper, why are you wearing masks to hide your face?
Not look like America. We are going to require them to show their faces. If you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't have anything to hide.
Apparently, you still can't hear me on the YouTube chat. Okay. Well, I don't. We're trying to fix it. But all I know is this. You can hear the montage, and that's good because you can see it, too. These are Democrats, lots and lots of them, who are coming out and saying that and Tim Walz, you heard him, too. Guy who was almost the vice president of the United States of America, because allegedly it was the closest election of our lifetime. He was saying it as well. the Gestapo, calling them the Gestapo over and over and over again. So, yeah, I mean, this is what's happening now. Here's Jasmine Crockett. When I see ICE, this is cut number 11. When I see ICE, I see slave patrols. Slave patrols. These are members. I wonder how you feel if you're an ICE agent and you happen to be black, and you're told that you're a slave catcher. Like, wait, this is a member of Congress. Cut 11.
But as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols. Now, I never lived through the slave patrol period, but if you know the history of policing in this country, then you understand that they were born out of slave patrols.
Thing to take accountability for the comments that she says. Again, it's one thing to have passionate disagreements on things. We can have passionate disagreements on all kinds of different things. But when you keep saying that your opponents are your enemies and Nazis and fascists and everything else, it's like I know I've used this analogy before. I know I've used the analogy of the great philosophical time travel question of if you could go back in time and kill baby Hitler, would you do it? It's because it's a legitimate question. And the only downside to doing it is what would result in the time-space continuum if that were to occur, and the altered lines of the timeline. That's really it. But from a philosophical perspective, it's like, no, whack the guy. You know what I mean? But this is the thing. You're motivating people based on violent rhetoric. So here again, this is Jasmine Crockett, CNN, cut 12.
Let me ask you, because I do want to play a couple of statements that you made earlier this year.
Okay. Unfortunately, we have someone that is occupying the White House, and as far as I'm concerned, he is an enemy to the United States. They want to show that they are loyal to this, you know, I don't even know what to call him. I've called him so many things, but this wannabe Hitler for sure.
And to be clear, the president has attacked, other people have attacked you in his orbit, maybe not him personally. But do you have a responsibility as an elected official not to raise the temperature, but rather lower the temperature, particularly when there are people out there who listen to elected officials all over the place who are not well, who use that as a way to instigate the political violence that you are calling out?
I think that my responsibility is to be transparent and to be honest. And the reality is that we are living in a time in which this administration and this regime is not interested in making sure that people understand history. We need to understand why they are so problematic. And so I am using that language because it is accurate language. When we see the consolidation of power, when we see them trying to chill speech of jokesters, when we're seeing all of this, that is a playbook out of Hitler, and I won't deny it. Like, these are the facts. But one of the things that I've never done that the president has done consistently is called specifically for violence. He has said, oh, beat that one up. He has said those types of things. We know that Charlie Kirk was saying things about who should live and who should die. I have never said what? Those kinds of things. And I think that those things are the ones that are really, really dangerous. And even still, some of that will still be protected. We know that we still have laws that are on the book that certain speech is not protected, that it does cross over when you are inciting violence, such as what we saw on January 6th, when you are doing what we consider to be a terroristic threat of some sort, where it's a matter of, I'm not just saying it, but I have the apparent ability to carry that out. But me laying out historical facts, just like they don't want to talk about the fact that slavery was real in this country and that my people were enslaved and dragged and raped and abused, and they don't want to account for any of that. They don't believe in reparations. No, I think it is okay for me to understand history and communicate in a very clear way about why we should feel as if there is a concern. And when we swear an oath, which is what that first clip was, we swear an oath to the Constitution to protect against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I gotta jump in here, but there's a lot to unpack here with this. For real, who's denying slavery existed, by the way? What is that? What the hell is she talking about? She's an idiot. But you see, now there's a difference between saying somebody's an idiot and saying somebody's Hitler. So Dana Bash begins by saying, well, Trump's attacked you. Yeah, he's attacked your intelligence. That's different from saying somebody's Hitler or everybody I don't like is Hitler. Or, you know, the guy, the genocidal maniac who, you know, murdered 6 million Jews, that guy. It's a little different than saying you're a moron. I think we can all agree on that point. That's number one. Who's denying slavery? If you want to be historically accurate, that would be your political party, the Democrat Party, that did slavery, and the Republican Party was the one that did not do and tried to end and then successfully ended slavery. You could throw that in for a little cherry on top with your historical accuracies, but the justification, though, of this ridiculous over-the-top rhetoric, it's insane. But this is the thing. There's a difference between being an idiot and saying you're a moron and then turning around and saying somebody's Adolf Hitler. And if we can't be honest about that, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to say. But Dana Bash just lets her go. I mean, you going to jump in there at any point and say anything? Like, who's denying slavery happened? Now, that's different from saying you want to pay reparations to people who, by the way, were never slaved or were never enslaved or never by people who never owned slaves. That's different. That's an economic argument. That's different than saying it never happened. You could say something happened and then question whether or not you're gonna pay for it. But that's two separate arguments. Trying to lump them together to say that if you don't agree with reparations, you're a slavery denier? I mean, that's a new one. That's a new one. All right. And then there's Gavin Newsom with his carbon footprint, his hair. You know how they clean ducks? Remember the Exxon Valdez oil spill? And they use Dawn soap to get the oil off the ducks. That's how Gavin Newsom cleans his hair every night. Has to. Shampoo's not going to take care of that. No way. Look, I don't believe in carbon footprint. I think it's all a lie, but let's just pretend for a second it was real. That guy's carbon footprint is like six of Leonardo DiCaprio's yachts. Easily. And that slick back political shapeshifter hair of his, you need that Dawn soap with the ducks to get, you know what I mean, to get that oil out. Scrubbing those little baby ducks for the Exxon Valdez. I wonder if Daniel Valdez is related to the Exxon Valdez. I don't know. Anyway, here's Gavin Newsom on ICE in the Trump administration. Irresponsible rhetoric from a guy who has a very good chance of being the Democrat nominee for governor of 2028, also the governor of the biggest state in the country, Cut 13.
Look, we had a 15-year-old disabled kid in Los Angeles, was waiting for his sister to come out of high school, and they pulled out guns on this kid. They pulled out guns and handcuffed this young child. That's happening in the United States of America. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process, no oversight, zero accountability. Happening in the United States of America today. People ask, well, is authoritarianism, you're being hyperbolic? Bull, we're being hyperbolic. If you're a black and brown community, it's here in this country. And so I'm deeply proud that I had the privilege of signing the nation's first bill to address the issue of masking. Also to require you have simple identification, to your point. I mean, if some guy jumped out of an unmarked car in a van with a mask on, tried to grab me, I mean, by definition, you're going to push back. And so these are not just authoritarian tendencies. These are authoritarian actions by an authoritarian government. You saw what Stephen Miller said last week. This should put chills up fine. Called the Democratic Party an extremist organization, basically a terrorist organization, saying he's going after his enemies. You saw the tweet that Donald Trump sent out, Truth Social, basically telling Pam Bondi, I want these three people taken out. That's happening in the United States. This can't be normalized. None of this can be normalized.
The governor. All right, first of all, leaving all that aside for a moment, this is supposedly a late night comedy show. You kind of understand the problem with the whole Colbert Kimmel model. There was a time when America used to tune into these shows at 11:30 at night. Long day. Here are some jokes, couple skits, Maybe some fun with animals and wacky animal bits or something like that. And then go to bed. You hear that at midnight Eastern Standard Time? I don't know about you, but I'm not relaxed after that. I'm terrified after that. My blood pressure's up, and I don't know how I'm going to achieve the REM sleep I need, that restorative sleep known as REM sleep. Not after that. I'm scared to death after that. You kidding me? Mass people jumping out of vans and grabbing kids and guns and this is leaving aside all the nonsense he said, the substance of it, which is lacking in substance and details and truth, just the sheer nature of you. If you wonder why late night comedy has a problem, everything about it can be summarized in that clip with the California governor right there. Who the hell wants to listen to that at night? Even if you agree with it, why would you want to listen to that on as you try to fall asleep at night? If you did agree with it, does that help you fall into a cozy lullaby? Or does that get you fired up and want to start furiously posting to Truth Social about how America's under siege by an authoritarian? The late night model can't work if that's what it is. Tune into MSNBC for that. And then, I don't know, put something on there that's a little more relaxing, because that's what those shows used to be. That was kind of the way America went to bed at night. You would watch a funny late night comedy show and you'd laugh and you'd let the worries of the day leave you behind and you'd go to sleep after watching stupid pet tricks or stupid human tricks or whatever it was that David Letterman did in his top 10 list and Jay Leno's never ending monologue, whatever. And it doesn't mean they didn't have political humor. You could have political humor, but does that even remotely sound funny to you? No! It's not comedy. That's political activism. And you wonder why these shows don't work. You wonder why these shows lose money. You wonder why these shows lose their audiences. Because they're standing in the shadow of shows that used to be the fun, entertaining comedy shows, and they've taken over those shows with the guise of selling us something that they're not. Late night comedy. And that's not what that is. All right, 855-839-1210. If you want to weigh in today on everything we are saying, I don't know if we'll be able to take calls given the technical issues, but we'll certainly do our best here as we're moving along and dealing with it. Sean's doing a great job dealing with all this, so I appreciate that. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there. How does 10% off sound for you? Inflation relief, that's what we're talking about. So even though the economy's coming back, prices are still up, so 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. That's what you get at Emmons. You're going to have the best in the business Owens Corning shingle with a lifetime warranty on that roof. Plus, you're going to have American-made roofing products. Plus, because Emmons is platinum certified, the Owens Corning shingle, lifetime warranty, it's fantastic. Great people. And the Emmons Design Department, because they do kitchens and bathroom remodeling, and they did so in my old house, top-notch people will come to your home and give you an estimate, and then when the work is done, you are going to love it. They remodeled the kitchen and bathroom, like I mentioned. We were able to sell that house for top dollar. I have the team at Emmons giving me an estimate for the kids' bathroom, so we can renovate that and have it looking up-to-date and modern. I'm excited for that project. But whatever project you need for your home, whether it's doors, windows, roofing, siding, kitchen and bathroom renovations, trust the team at Emmons, just like I have for 12 years in two different homes. Get the 10% off discount by telling them I sent you. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And I would just say this, how's that Shore House doing? You need somebody to take a look at the roof? Emmons will never tell you you need a new roof if you don't, but if you do, you'll get the best in the business, Owens Corning Shingle. Lifetime warranty. So trust the team at Emmons, EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A lot to get to as we go on here the show. As far as Gavin Newsom's idiotic comments and whether or not they contributed to the shooting today, we don't know. And I don't know for sure. I just know that this kind of political rhetoric is it's insane. Masked men just picking people off the streets, all these ICE agents. I talked to Trisha McLaughlin about this today, and you'll hear that interview on Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla with me. But she made it very clear that these agents are all identified. These are not just people jumping out of unmarked vans in plain clothes, kidnapping people off the streets. This is another lie it's being told. But it's neither here nor there. If you're watching Stephen Colbert, you want to hear that stuff. You've got Gavin Newsom on. You know what the show is. But don't act surprised when it gets the axe, because it's not funny. I've told you this. South Park is a very anti-Trump show. I happen to think it is hilarious. Now, I've got a sick sense of humor. Please don't go by me on this. I don't want you watching it and then getting mad at me. I'm not telling you to watch South Park. You know what you're getting into before you watch it. But it's funny. First rule of comedy is you have to be funny. Right. That's right. All right. Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. We have a lot to get to cover, and there's breaking news all around us. More updates possibly on what happened this morning. And we are now live on YouTube with audio enhanced for your viewing pleasure. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.